people are smart. They can handle it.
A person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
I got a lot of problems with you people. You know what really grinds my gears?
Welcome back. It's Hello. Been quite some time.
Quite some time.
We are in our new echoey place here.
Yeah, we moved. Yeah,
we moved right next door.
We did, right next door.
It's pretty crazy. It's nice and large, this place.
But our child has his own room, and we have a actual room with like a door.
Yeah, that's a door and a lock.
And a lock.
A lock is key here with a door.
With a
Because our
child.
Bed was in the... If anybody who has, for those who have not been to our place, our bed was in the living room, basically.
Mm-hmm. It looked dining area like a studio
with a bedroom. But yeah.
So it's nice. We can't afford it, but it's good.
We can afford it, according to Sarah.
We can afford it. But, you know, with the times that we're having, Alex and I are both laid off. And we aren't working. So we're going to just cross our fingers. I mean, things will work out. It'll all work out, but...
It usually does.
Right now, it's stressed out. So I'm stressed.
Living in the times of coronavirus and all this stuff. Unfortunately, just getting away from all that. Unfortunately, we lost the gentleman who is in the opening there of our podcast, Jerry Stiller. So that sucks. He was a funny guy.
Yes, funny guy.
Yeah, I can't really name anything that I saw him in that I didn't laugh hilariously at.
But he was 92, man. He lived a long life. So
a long, hilarious life.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Good stuff. But I kind of wanted to limit this, the podcast from talking mainly about coronavirus and sniping at the politics because it's too easy and it's all I hear all day and nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, we can't even watch the news anymore.
We did for a month straight.
I think that was important though in the beginning. You know, you kind of have to know what's going on every day and how bad it really is. And
yeah, it's getting to that point more too where we have to pay more attention to it. But you know, you guys live here too, so you know the rules. It was weird going. It's always weird going to the grocery store with a mask, but you know, if it helps, it helps sanitize hands and all that stuff still. But you know, at first it was I don't know. It was nice being off for a couple of days.
It's been really nice to have our family time. I think that was really what has been a big deal for us because we never saw each other, and. So that's been really great.
Yeah, it's been good seeing you guys so much. So much. It sounded sarcastic, but it's not.
I know. It's been great. Our kid, our son is, you know, he's getting stir crazy too.
He'll bound out here in a little bit.
Yeah, we tried to get him outside. You know, he got a new bike. My mom got him a bike, so that's nice. And but there's only so much you can do. After a while, it's really hard.
I mean, we're not at each other's throats.
No,
I mean,
we still love each other. So
yeah,
that's
we still love each other.
Yeah.
I heard in Japan they have they're starting to do like, or was it China or Japan? I think it might be China actually. They're doing hotels, motels, or something, Holiday Inn hotels for like couples. So they don't get divorced. So like somebody can just go be in the hotel for a little bit or something. There's something to that effect.
Whatever's going to maybe work because there's going to be a lot of divorce.
Yeah,
because
they found out they did. They found a high divorce rate.
Of divorce.
People are stuck inside realizing these are the people they married.
And like, really don't like each other that much.
Well, I think people who kind of go through that and decide to get a divorce, I think they already didn't like the person. They already knew that. But work and the outside world was their escape.
Yeah, fair enough.
So there was already some underlying issue, and they're like, "Ah, oh, well, at least I have this." It's like now, no, you don't have that.
No, now you have to see each other every waking second of every day. Yeah, I take walks, and
I sleep with our son in the other room.
Yeah,
not really by choice,
but that's That sucks because I do miss you. And that's
I miss you too.
It's kind of a, hopefully he'll just start, you know, sleeping by himself.
He will.
I know he will. It's just a new place. You know, he's got he loves his room. He does. He loves to just do his own thing and be alone too. So, I think it's just he got used to always someone laying next to him, and you know, it's a comfort thing. So, but he'll get over it.
He will.
He's already over us, anyways.
Yeah.
He wants to pretty much kill us. So.
Yeah, but you guys.
We
all
have
know
good days and bad days.
Everyone does. Sarah starts drinking. And it's like, what time is it? And it's like, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't. Well, wine's not alcohol.
What? So. Yeah, that's right. You guys had it. Yeah.
It's not alcohol.
Tell them about it.
Okay.
You can't just.
So I had the opportunity of going into work on Saturday.
Don't tell them. They'll be jealous.
On Saturday, because we did a Mother's Day pop-up takeout thing. So that was really awesome for me. I miss my work. I miss seeing the girls. I had a great day. It was a long,
preaching to the choir.
It was a very long, hard day, but it was so fulfilling and awesome. The point of this is we just couldn't stop talking. And, you know, we were talking about a friend of ours who just got married and, you know, had her first marital fight. And it was because, you know, she came home from work and her husband was drunk and whatnot. But, you know, they drink hard liquor.
Just so, like pound shots.
Yeah, that's a different kind of thing. Now, I'm telling you, all that I drink is wine. Pretty much. It's just really all I drink.
Yeah. So within one day, I took out the bottles and it was like three bottles.
But they weren't all full, in my defense. There was like a little bit in two of the bottles like that I finished.
She sticks to a regimen of white wine for a little while.
Yeah.
And then
I just gotta switch
to
it
the
up.
Red wine.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't discriminate on the wine. Let's just put it that way. Anyways. This is the point. So just
get on track here.
My girlfriend who I work with, she likes to indulge in marijuana, and I've never been able to get into that drug. And then
makes
I said,
me sleepy.
"Oh, but it's not a drug. It's really not. I mean, marijuana is not a drug, and wine's not alcohol." we both agreed to agree on that point.
On your vices.
Yeah.
On the on the labeling of your vices.
If I was drinking hard liquor every day, that would be a real problem. You should definitely be worried.
Yeah. But I don't. It's like those dudes in movies that you see are, you know, you come in like, "You want a drink?" I'm like, "What the hell time is it?" It's like the light, it's still light out and they're drinking like expensive hard whiskey.
Yeah.
Like you're just like sipping whiskey.
Oh, that's. And whiskey in the morning? What's happening?
And usually it's like when people are talking business or something like that. It's like, "Oh, we have this business meeting. You want a drink?" It's
The only thing
that
I feel
that
it's justified as far as alcohol to drink in the morning is champagne if it's Mother's Day, or champagne if it's your birthday.
Or beer if you're at breakfast.
Yeah, but that's it. I mean, other than that, you shouldn't be drinking at 9 a.m. like any day of the week.
Probably not. Probably not. Special,
I at least
special
wait till
occasions
11:30-ish, noon-ish.
Yeah.
To partake. But let me tell you, waiting that long is really hard some days.
No, I know. You get up and you want, you're like, "Oh,
I have nothing to do today." Nothing. I could just
tomorrow,
start drinking right now.
Or the next day.
Or the next day. Or exactly.
Or the day after that.
That's also really weird. Has been a really weird thing. You think I'd be used to it by now, but I'm not. I still expect to wake up and go, "I got something to do today." Nope.
No, it's really strange.
It is.
It's strange. Everybody feels it, and it's confusion. It's loss of time. You're like, it's Monday, right? And like, it's Friday.
Nobody knows what day it is. Nobody.
You're like, it only really matters to like the news that you watch, I guess. Like we watch 60 Minutes. Sarah will watch 60 Minutes and I'll listen to it from afar on Sundays. So that's a good kind of milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And when David Muir isn't doing the 6:30 news and the news at 5:30,
you know,
we know it's the weekend. So it's, you know, it's figuring out these little things.
Or calendars.
Yeah. And then how many times, you know, how many times or which episode of Frasier we're at in the week.
We are just binge watching old shows right now.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, and until they cut off the our service from them because, you know, that only lasts, the money only goes so far.
Yeah, and we have to eat. We have to take precedence, or food has to take precedence over everything else.
Yeah.
That's, to stay, you know, the whole staying alive thing.
Entertainment. And
keeping a child alive, too. That's kind of a big deal.
It's really interesting, too. Like, watching an entire industry kind of fold in and just cave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all have access to things like the internet. Things like the internet. They have access to the internet and production equipment and all stuff like that. So you see things like SGN from, what's his name? Dude doing some good news.
Oh, I love him.
Dude from The Office.
God, yeah.
Well, it's one of those things I can't think of his name.
He's great.
Yeah, he's doing really cool stuff. All the late night talk shows, I'm sure everybody has seen that they're at home doing their talk show from home with some...
Getting creative and getting doing creative, their show from there. It's
something
pretty cool.
Like that. But it's just interesting to see the priorities of everything, of the whole country. It's like once we're deprived of entertainment, everyone goes fucking nuts. And it's just really crazy.
You gotta learn to entertain yourself.
Can't do this. It's like, dude, you weren't going to basketball games to begin with.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? Or, well, we can't go to the beach. I'm like... You weren't going.
Yeah.
You weren't going. Like, were you going every day? Were you going to go lay out every day, every single day? No, you weren't. We can't run along the beach. Dude, you weren't running anyway. The only reason you're running is because you don't keep, you can't go to work now.
Yeah.
You can't keep us away from the beaches.
You take something away from someone. Or, no, just tell them they can't do it. And that's it.
This is just a mark and proof of a privileged society.
Yeah, it is.
Like, we're so privileged. Anyway, sorry. That's ridiculous. So what good movies have you seen lately?
Oh, man.
No, you watched a documentary on something, didn't you?
I've
seen so many of them.
I think the most recent documentary I saw was...
Trying to get a review out of you here. Come on.
The ZZ Top documentary, which I thought was incredible.
Oh, did you like that cartoon one?
The what?
Cartoon. The dude who does the tattoos for all the hip-hop
artists.
Yeah,
yeah, that one, I started. I never finished it, but it's good. It's called, I don't even know what it's called. But anyways, it's actually really interesting. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And then it's like called LA Times or something like that.
LA something or other. We're really good at this.
Yeah. And I saw a documentary. I also saw the documentary on Miles Davis, which I also thought was...
You saw that a couple of months ago, though.
Did I? I can't. Oh, I don't know. What's time? No idea.
What is time anymore?
I feel like we've been quarantined for 6 months. You know what I mean? So
I don't know. It's been pretty crazy. It sounds like you turned up the volume in there. But yeah, who knows at this point? It's getting hard to breathe. you'll hear our son in the background, but. I wanted to come back to this and not just hate on everything because I feel like that's kind of, you know, everybody's doing that already. You get stuck at home and you're going to pick out all the negative things already. So what's the point? I mean, not like I'm trying to be super positive. I just wanted to come back because I've been sick for a little while. I mean, it wasn't, you know, what everybody thinks it was, but... You know, I've been sick for a little bit, and it's been hard to come back and actually get motivated to do this because it's just a jumble of everything happening all at once. I feel like only, what is today? Today's the 12th, I think, May 12th, and we haven't done this in like 3 months.
Which is really hard to believe.
And I feel like only now I'm able to come back and do it, but, you know, things get in the way, and life happens. Luckily, we don't have billions of listeners. Well, luckily, I say. It'd be great if we had billions of listeners.
Yeah, that'd be great. We could actually be not worrying
about anything else.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that's pretty much the reason I wanted to come back, just to try to get it started.
We missed you guys.
We missed everybody.
And it's something now that, since Alex is feeling better, like you said, he can do again, and we enjoy doing it, so...
I'm becoming better at Minecraft, though.
Oh, my God. So is our son.
Yeah.
My God.
I have started playing Minecraft with him, and it's cool. But yeah,
it's something they bond over, so it's good. And then he also plays with his cousin.
Oh yeah, that's true.
In Washington.
Yeah. So that's so that's new.
There's
That's what's new with us. I don't. What have I seen lately? I found out that of all the times I've ever seen it, I find out recently that not The Walking Dead, zombie movie, original zombie movie, Night of the Living Dead. I found out the Night of the Living Dead is free because of copyright stuff. So when they originally named it, it was something else. So they filed the copyright for it under that name, and then they changed it before they went to the theater to Night of the Living Dead. But that wasn't copyrighted, so now it's free. From that point, it was free. So
that's interesting.
Pretty interesting to watch. So if you ever hear any clips from Night of the Living Dead pop up here, that's why. And in other things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We have this list. We'll probably go back to it of hater stuff just to bring it back. This is just kind of a short, hey, hi, seeing who's still listening.
Yeah. We wanted to just do this and get back out there. But yeah. So, I mean, just keep listening. We'll keep doing these. I don't know how often.
Yeah.
I
mean, we're not on any kind of schedule right now. we're just going to do it whenever we feel like
it. You got to stop making me laugh.
you back up when you laugh.
You have nowhere to go. You don't have anywhere to go?
Back up when you laugh.
I can't.
That's all. Sarah doesn't know how to use a mic yet.
Can you hear me? See?
I can hear you, but it sounds like you're way over here.
I can't.
It sounds like you're in the
I know, but I'm hunching over this thing. It's uncomfortable.
Well, then lower the seat. Whatever. See, we still love each other. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Come back again. We'll have a list of things to talk about next time. And we're going to keep Jerry Stiller in the intro, but I hope you like the other stuff. Find us anywhere you consume your podcast content, anywhere that may be Apple. Leave us a like, comment, review, whatever the hell it is. And stay safe and stay sane, mostly.
Bye.
Bye.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
You want a piece of me?